Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise.
Wake up!
It's time to wake on up. Nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Halfway home here on a Tuesday. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. It is beautiful. The sun is shining. The weather has been fantastic all across the bay. And we are previewing 49ers, Seahawks, week one.
Why are you talking so quietly?
Sunday!
What are you doing?
I'm pumped up and I'm trying to create. No. I'm creating an atmosphere, a mood here, Joe. All right? This is some serious stuff. This is football we're talking about, all right? This isn't, you know, 160 games of baseball talk and the slow grind in the dog days of August. No. This is do or die. Every single week, you're either going to be elated or deflated.
Yeah.
Heading into the week.
I'm well aware.
You are well aware. You're wearing the Jerry Rice shirt right now, and the GOAT's joining us tomorrow, 8:30, courtesy of River Islands. The GOAT, Jerry Rice, joining us tomorrow. We just had Baldy on, so football is in full swing, and we are getting ready with your top six themes for this. What are you calling it?
I would say it's more storylines.
Storylines, sure.
Some of them might be questions. Some of them might be statements.
Top six things. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, heading into the year. And for the Niners specifically. And the reason why six, because we're chasing six Lombardis.
And where is it at this year? Where's the Super Bowl at, Joe?
It's in Santa Clara.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking enough about that. The Super Bowl is here. It's here. If any other big team, right, if the Eagles or the Chiefs or the Green Bay Packers, you know, they had any notion that they could be playing a Super Bowl in their home stadium, they would be gassing the hell out of that. It's all under wraps right now. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about, oh, maybe, you know, we could sneak in. No. I truly believe if this 49ers team, and again, this is a big if they stay healthy, they are a playoff team. Point blank. They stay healthy, this team is making the playoffs. Now, that's incumbent on a lot of things. Your running back, your quarterback, your star defensive end, your linebacker, all of that. But again, health is the name of the game for me. But you got six things to represent potential six Lombardi for the 49ers.
Yeah, before I get to that, though, you think this is a playoff team right now?
Yes, right now. I do believe this is a playoff team. I do not think highly of the NFC outside of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm asking you about this team. So, like,
But this team is making the playoffs in this conference, which I do not think highly of.
I think a lot of things need to go right, and they can make the playoffs. I don't think 10 wins gets it. You've seen last year, Seattle had 10 wins. They didn't make the playoffs. The year prior, you know, there's been other teams having 10 wins in a division and not making the playoffs. So I think they have to get to 11 to guarantee a playoff spot. And I don't know if I can go that far. I think a lot has to go right to win 10. I'm not giving you my final prediction right now, but you seem very firm that this is a playoff team. I think they're very thin beyond the top 6, 7, 8. And I think a lot has to go right. I will never say before a season starts that a team has no chance, no shot, no whatever, because we see it in the NFL. Teams go from worst to first. It does happen. But I think a lot has to go right.
All right. And you have 6 things in regards to that I want to get to.
Well, listen to some of these questions that I have. All right, let's talk about this. Let's give me the music, please, when you get a chance.
Ooh, there you go. It's back. NFL primetime, baby. Doesn't that get you going?
Number six.
Thank you.
There we go. Number six. Will the real Nick Bosa please stand up? Who are you?
We're going to have a problem here.
Are you 2019 through 2022 Defensive Player of the Year on a trajectory as a first ballot Hall of Fame player, Nick Bosa? Or are you the guy that's been injured, hasn't been the same impactful player, in and out of the lineup, playing hurt, which there's something to be said for that, just not putting his mark on fourth quarters the way he had in years past, and really doing it by himself, Nick Bosa, of 2023-2024. Even though they were good in 2023, I don't know if it was necessarily his best season. 2024, he was better than we, I think, remember, but still not the same Bosa. Is Nick Bosa primed for a DPOY runner-up or top dog finisher this year? Or is this a guy that's just going to end up being a really good player, not an all-time great player? I think this is a huge year for him.
It's a massive year for him and this team right now, which we talked about last segment, Joe. The amount of question marks that are on that defensive line, really, it's everyone that's a question mark outside of Nick Bosa. But what Nick are we getting? Are we getting a 9-sack season like we got last year, which was, let me check my numbers, 18th? In the NFL, is he the 18th ranked best player defensively in the NFL? No. On a good day, he is a top 5. I want him to be in the conversations with the Myles Garretts, with the Trey Hendricksons, with the Micah Parsons, with the Max Crosby. Like, those are all the guys we still think are the top 5 dudes. You gotta produce like it. And it is, part of it is getting the sack totals. That matters. I know it's superficial. We all, oh, well, it's not always that. It's the pressures, everything. It's all of it. But it's not just that, Joe. It's also the leadership. And that's something that's been, you know, talked about this summer that's different than the previous years with Nick Bosa. Taking on a leadership role. You know, we had his dad, John Bosa, on. You know, we were talking about him taking on this new role, being a leader for the young guys, for the Michael Williamses of the world, right? For Bryce Huff coming over here. Him being a leader on this team. We're going to find out if that's a good thing or a bad thing, potentially, and how much those other guys are learning from him and learning by example. And him being, and he's, we know he's never going to be a rah-rah guy. That's Fred Warner. That's what he's there for. That's okay. I need him to lead by example, though, and get those sack totals up this year. 9 is not going to cut it.
If he's great, I bet you Bryce Huff's great, and I bet you the rest of the defensive line takes a big step forward in all the young players. If Bosa's not great, and we don't see him popping in fourth quarters, I bet you there's a lot of inconsistency, not just with him, but up and down that offense, defensive line. So let's get to number 5.
Number 5.
Is Robert Saleh the defensive whisperer?
Ooh.
They've invested high draft capital, linebackers, and obviously the defensive line. They swung a trade for a guy who had a career year with Robert Saleh with the New York Jets in Bryce Huff, who I just referenced. We talked about Bosa. They went 5-man front in the preseason to stop the run. This is a team, the last 2 years, okay? The last 2 years had 48 sacks in 2023, 44 sacks in 2022, and only 37, which was bottom third last year. They gave up 2,200 yards on the ground last year.
Oh, no.
4.4 a carry and had 11-plus, 20-plus yard plays last year. The Eagles only gave up 9. 9 total touchdowns on the ground. The Niners gave up 24. Tied for the worst in the NFL. Now, when they were good, they gave up 1,300 yards on the ground in 2022. That was with D'Amico Ryans. Last year, again, 2,200 yards on the ground. Can Robert Saleh fix this defense?
I go to points per game always. You can give me the yards. You can give me all that. Are you letting the opposition score on you or not? They were a bottom 5 points per game defense last year, Joe. They gave up 25.6 points per game. You know that's in the company of? The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns,
yeah,
the Carolina Panthers, the Cowboys, the Titans, all teams picking in the top 10 last year that are god-awful, and we all think are going to stink this year probably too. Can they be better than that? God, I hope so, because the bar is low. And I think we're going to feel that a lot more with the presence of Robert Saleh this year. Can you get out of the bottom 10? Can you be mediocre defensively, first and foremost, allowing points per game? Because even if you're mediocre, that would be a massive improvement than what you were last year. It was awful.
Joe, they gave up 24 touchdowns on the ground. When they've been good,
yep,
it's been, in 2022, 2023, 11 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns on the ground. 24. They have to stop the run. They have to stop the run in the red zone.
Do you want to hear what Mike Florio had to say with us last week on Robert Saleh in the edition of him? Here it is, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, on with the Morning Roast last week.
He brings back part of that edge that propelled the team that made it to Super Bowl 54. And when you have a coach in Kyle Shanahan who is so skilled in the offensive side of the ball, you need a defensive coordinator who can do things the way that you want them to be done, who can be trusted to do it without the coach being involved very much, if at all, in the defensive side of the ball. And just because things didn't work out with the Jets, look, anybody who fails with the Jets needs to be given some consideration. And also, there's plenty of guys who are great coordinators and just aren't great head coaches. It's a fundamentally different job. So this, I would assume, rejuvenates Saleh, and it rejuvenates the defense. And it's another reason, you know, at a time when there may be that sense of pessimism or uncertainty about what the 49ers are going to be, an idea that maybe the window's closing, that's something you can point to say, hey, that's a reason to think that this will be the jolt that we need.
Optimistic Florio on the Niners last week, by the way, Joe, if you missed that. He's pretty optimistic about the Niners, which is not usually Florio's wheelhouse.
Look, they need an emotional leader on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I think having Robert Saleh back is a big thing. And I think this team with the veterans really trust him, and they're going to need him. Again, 4.4 yards a carry. Just say that out loud. That's terrible. Let's go to number four.
Terrible. Number four.
Number four.
Is Brock Purdy that type of franchise quarterback? We know that just because you pay a guy, they could be your franchise quarterback. But that doesn't mean you're that kind of a franchise quarterback. And what I mean by that is, no matter who the weapons are you able to still make plays? Are you the guy, Brock Purdy, who started off his career 17-4 through his first two seasons, 70% completion, with 44 touchdowns and 15 interceptions, only 39 sacks? Or are you the guy who went 6-9 last year, 65% completion, 20-12 when it comes to touchdown interception ratio, and was sacked 31 times? Who are you? Which Brock Purdy are you? Are you that franchise quarterback who was the 17-4 guy? Or are you last year's franchise quarterback who was 6-9? I want to know.
Brian Baldinger spoke with us last segment about this, and I thought it was very well put. Hey, when you get that paycheck, I'm expecting you to be Patrick Mahomes at times. I'm expecting you to be Aaron Rodgers at times. I'm expecting you to be Joe Burrow at times when your team needs it. I'm not saying you are those guys, but you need to step up and make plays. Make those plays that only the elite guys can make. I didn't pay you to be Jimmy Garoppolo, and I thought that was a great line that he had. You can't be Jimmy G when he got paid.
How many last year, how many Sam Darnold game-winning drives, I said it earlier, do you remember?
Ooh, couple of them.
Five.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold last year had five game-winning drives, three fourth-quarter comebacks. In his career, in the regular season, Brock Purdy has two fourth-quarter comebacks, two game-winning drives. Last year alone, Darnold, 3-5. That's pretty incredible.
I mean,
now I'm not saying I would take Darnold over.
Are you saying he's a front runner right now?
No, I'm just saying that, like, the elite great, and I'm not even saying Darnold is that, but Joe Montana is known as Captain Comeback, you know, Joe. That's what he was. Patrick Mahomes is Mr. Comeback guy. Even Jalen Hurts. You know, this is how these guys make their money. Where did Jimmy Garoppolo falter? fourth quarters in the playoffs.
It'll be the oh no throws. Right?
Awful. Now, awful. I'm not saying Purdy is there, but, you know, these tight ball games, you got to go out and win them. You got to go out and win them. All right, let's get to number three.
Number three.
Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, and company. Can you offset the loss of Ayuk and Debo? Ayuk and Debo, 17 game a year averages. Their averages before last year, 1,100 yards for Ayuk, 7 touchdowns, 75 catches a year. Debo, 1,100 yards, 4 touchdowns, 75 catches. But Debo also added 5 rushing touchdowns a year and 300 rushing yards a year. Can they find that production, basically 2,500 yards and over 10 touchdowns and 150 catches from their current wide receiver core? I don't know.
Well, it actually ties into the one you just had right there previously, is Brock Purdy and the level of him, because we had Baldy on last week, Joe, and I actually want to play this one for you because it ties into what you're saying. Is it the receivers that makes the quarterback or the quarterback that makes the good receivers? Because you alluded to it earlier in the program, too. What made Peyton so elite was not when they had the Dallas Clarks and Reggie Waynes and the Wes Welkers. It was the Chris Hogans, the Austin Collies of the world, and elevating what we deem as lesser talent around him. Now, I don't think, you know, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings are some, like, scrubs, if you will, but it's, let's just say they're not Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Is that fair to say? As a tandem. They are not.
Jamar Chase probably a first-bout Hall of Famer.
Thank you. Brian Baldinger, last week.
Like, what are we talking about?
No, that's what I'm saying. Again, I just want to be respectful. Yeah. No one thinks that. But Baldy said it's actually up to Purdy to elevate.
Maybe Lombardi thinks that.
Stop. Baldy says it's up to Purdy to make the receiving corps.
Now look, you lose IU to start the season, then during the season, and all the stuff you're talking about. McCaffrey is out, had 50 carries last year. Ultimately, the quarterback has to make the receiving corps. If you go back and you look at Drew Brees, he threw touchdown passes to over 70 different receivers. To Tom Brady. Now, that's over an extended period of time. But there's names that you will never even remember that Drew Brees threw winning touchdown passes to. So whoever's playing wide receiver for the 49ers, it's up to the quarterback to get him the ball and to make him, you know, part of, you know, whether it's Juwan Jennings or Pearsall, whoever it might be. Like, it's up to the quarterback to be able to put the ball in the right spot. The quarterback makes the receiving core, DeMarcus Robinson, whoever it might be. The quarterback makes the receiving core. It's not the other way around. And so it's up to Brock to be able to locate the open receiver, throw a guy open, thread the needle, you know, in a certain coverage in order to get the ball to the receiver.
They're looking at about 250 targets, give or take. Mm. That's what they average per year, Debo and Ayuk combined. Where are those 250 targets going?
I would hope it'd be your first-round investment of last year. Ricky Pearsall is a part of that. I would hope it's Juwan Jennings, who seems to think he's a $20 million a year type of player.
He's the only one in America who thinks that, but
well,
that's fine.
But hey, you got to believe.
He's a really good player.
You
got
to believe if you wish to achieve, baby.
I know, but like, let's be
and
real.
Then George Kittle as well is a part
of that conversation. No.
You're just saying just wide receivers.
No, basically, Ayuk was targeted 110 times per game. That's including his rookie year. Leading into last year, that's what he would get per year, 110 targets.
Targets, got it. Okay.
Debo would get 115 targets per year. That's what they were at. That's targets, not even carries.
Okay.
So you're looking at 250 touches, potentially, to be had by other players not named Debo and Ayuk. That has no bearing on George Kittle. George Kittle's going to get his 1,000 and his 80 or 90 targets.
But I would also like his targets to increase. I don't want 80 or 90.
Agree.
I want 100 plus for George Kittle going into this year, especially if we sign Luke Farrell.
But you need some wide receivers to touch the ball.
Absolutely. But this is also a tight end is like the name of the game right now. If you have a legit tight end, you got to isolate those matchups.
Yeah, but he's not getting 200 touches. Well, someone else has got to get those
looks. I hear you on that, but he is literally the only mismatch that they have, I feel like, from a athleticism and size standpoint. I know Juwan has size. He doesn't have the athleticism as Kittle, is what I'm saying. Continue.
Yeah, sure. All right, and then we get to the last two.
I think Number two.
Kyle Shanahan. It's year nine. Show me a coach that sticks around a decade that hasn't won a Super Bowl. It's hard to find him. I'm not saying that I'm getting rid of him. That's not what I'm getting at. And this thing that he has, he's going to be out of the job forever. Like, nothing's forever. I'm also not running him out of town. I just don't know what to make of what's going on right now. Like the first 2 years, you were 6-10 and 4-12. Dude, you took over an expansion team. Then you went 13-3. The next year, Jimmy got hurt. Like a lot of guys got hurt. Bosa got hurt. You went 6-10. You backed into the playoffs at 10-7. You had an unreal 13-4 year, followed up by an unreal 12-5 year, which would have been 13 wins had you played the final game of the year. And then last year, you face-planted down to 6-11. How many 6-11 seasons can you have in a row? I don't think you can have two in a row. And I'm not saying that I'm firing him. I'm just saying I don't think any business in the NFL right now, no coach outside of the Super Bowl minted winners, gets multiple losing seasons in a row before they start feeling the pressure. So I think it's a big year for Kyle Shanahan and his draft picks to start hitting. We know you got a core that's aging. We know you're super thin. Develop these young guys. I want to see it this year.
If you're just joining us, we're going into the top six thing Joe Shasky is looking for heading into the 2025 season. We got Niners Seahawks this Sunday in Seattle. We got our Red and Gold Summit on Thursday. We just had Baldy on. We are all locked in on NFL, and Shasky's giving his top six things he's looking for the 49ers heading into this season. We're going to do the number one on the other side, by the way, because I want to be able to tease that. And shout out to those on YouTube that are also getting involved. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And that's a great point. Are we going to come out of this season saying the stock is back up on Shanahan, or the stock is down?
They win 10 games, and this team shows a lot of promise, and things are upticking, and the young guys are all clicking, and Pearsall gets 75 catches, and we're feeling good about him, and he lasts the whole year, and CMC and Robinson look good in the backfield, and they somehow sneak into the playoffs. They're dangerous.
You go
8-9, you go 7-10. 6-11 is unacceptable.
So we were talking about the Niners defense being a bottom five when it came to points per game allowed, and they were awful, right? And I'm just going points per game scored for their offense. Mediocre last year. 22.9, middle of the pack. That's
very
not good
middle
enough.
Of the pack.
That's not as
they were top five year after year.
Exactly. So if they can make that jump back into the top 10 and being at minimum a 25 or more points per game offense, you're going to feel that with the likes of a Christian McCaffrey, a Ricky Pearsall, a Brock Purdy. They're going to need to be part of it. And it comes back to balance. They're at their best when they are a balanced offense and they are running the ball down people's throats. And that goes back, again, to the running back position, the running back core, and what are you going to get from Christian McCaffrey, from Brian Robinson, from all of that. And the quarterback himself, Brock Purdy. But Kyle Shanahan's always going to be that guy where we're going to go back to. We can't quit the Kyle Shanahan conversation. He's the coach. It's massive. And rightfully so,
right? In this sport, coaching matters more than any other sport. It just does. Like, and this is also the region that had Bill Walsh, that had Jim Harbaugh at one time and got ran out of town. So we've seen everything in between. We've seen Jim Tomsula. We've seen Dennis Erickson. We've seen Chip Kelly.
Your boy.
We also seen Mike Seifert.
Yeah.
You know, so we've seen, or George Seifert, excuse me. We've seen it all.
By the way, we are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're going to unveil Shasky's number one thing he is looking for this year for the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be on the other side. And also, I want to ask the people, what's your number one storyline / thing you're looking for the 49ers heading into this season? 888-957-9570. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We'll reveal it on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think Micah's a very good player. He's dramatically overrated. That's
really?
Number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
How? No. Well, like, wow, you said that, because I'm pretty sure he's like one of the few guys that have had a minimum 12 sacks every single season.
No, there was one other guy. His name was Reggie White.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the few, I said. I didn't say it was the only one.
He's a really good player, but I think playing on the Cowboy brand elevates him significantly. And the reality is that guy hasn't shown up in January ever. Ever. Now, I did see him throw Mike McGlinchey onto his you-know-what in that playoff game. But, you know, the great players show up in December and January, and he, you know, was injured a lot last year, and whatever's going on with the back, whatever.
Well, he's injured now. Yeah.
I think it's a good trade for the Dallas Cowboys. The problem is the timing of it. It's the same thing with the Raiders. You cannot trade a player days before the season is about to begin and then get draft picks that can't help you this year. You needed at least one pick to help you this year. Now, you can have picks into the future. There's no doubt about it. I like this trade for the Green Bay Packers as well. You know, Kenny Clark is a solid player. It's a good return. He's an older player who's making some money. These are going to probably be late 20s picks at some point. I think if they shop him on draft day, maybe you squeeze another pick or two and take a lesser player. I don't know. You still got to nail the draft picks. That's number one. But Micah's really good. I'd rather have Myles Garrett. I'd rather have Nick Bosa. And I like Micah.
Wow.
I'd rather have TJ Watt. Again, I like Micah. He talks too much. He's got an NBA feel. Like, I don't care about your podcast. Play football, doggy.
By the way, he might not be available for week 1 due to an L4/L5 facet joint sprain in his back. And apparently he may have to get an epidural injection for that. So Micah Parsons gets that 4-year, $188 million contract with the Packers. Might not even be available for week 1.
Like, you've been watching the new doc. People like, oh, Micah Parsons he's like Lawrence Taylor. He's like Charles Haley. Charles Haley is one of the greatest defensive players of all time, because in fourth quarters of huge December and January games for the Niners and for the Cowboys, this guy he dominated. He had to be triple teamed. Like, I know you guys were all in love with the sack numbers in the regular season, and these guys are the truly great players. What made Von Miller so special the year they won the Super Bowl, he was dominant in fourth quarters for the Denver Broncos, and then got traded to the Rams and did it for the Rams in fourth quarters.
With Aaron Donald, for sure.
Yeah. What makes Aaron Donald? I watched him in the fourth quarter of an NFC Championship game completely take over. Completely take over. Like, that's what Richard Seymour did. That's what the truly great DeMarcus Ware, who went into the Hall of Fame, he did it when he was a Bronco player. He did it when he was a Cowboy. Micah's really good. He's really good.
He's great. He's literally his first four seasons, 13 sacks, 13 and a half, 14, 12 sacks.
No one's saying he's not good. No. The great Reggie White is great.
No, like, I don't think it's a hot take to say players. Micah Parsons is a top five defensive player in football right now.
He might be.
He is. Like, I don't know where
Joe, Jim, Joe, I love you. Your setting for everything is the guy I just watched is one of the greatest players ever.
The guy I currently watch is one of the greats. He is.
What did he do last year?
All the metrics, all the statistics.
Okay, what did he do last year? How many games?
He was on a horrible team. It's not his fault that everyone else
Miles
around
Garrett,
him sucks.
Double digit sacks on a horrible team.
He did.
You know, like those guys play every single day. Like, I like Mark. He's a really good player. He is a very good player. We talk about him like he's an all-time player. He's just not there yet.
No, he's not there yet, but he has the trajectory to be a Hall of Famer. I don't think that's any sort of a hot take.
Yeah, that's different than he's one of the greatest players. The way people were talking about it the day of the trade, he's one of the greatest players of all time. He's not there yet.
He's really good. But he's currently on the trajectory of being one of the greatest players of his generation.
No, stop that.
Yes!
Stop that. 4 years doesn't make a career.
He's three-time All-Pro in his three of his first four seasons. What are we doing? By the way, coming up tonight.
I'm saying exercise a little bit of like perspective. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm using is perspective. I said of his generation. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, by the way, the Valkyries are taking on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX+. Pre-game starts at 6:30. All right, we teased it, Joe. Enough of Micah Parsons. Let's jump into your number.
We watched Russell Wilson play himself out of the Super Bowl. I mean, excuse me, out of the Hall of Fame. Guys, we have to have a bigger than a five-year run.
Yeah, Micah Parsons at his positions. At his peak is better than Russell.
No, I'm just saying, you got to have more than a five-year run. That's neither here nor there. You guys got to stop crowning everyone. That's all I'm saying. Stop crowning everyone as the greatest you've ever seen 4 years
in. I never said he was the greatest player I've ever seen. I said he is on the trajectory of being one of the best of his generation. That's not a hot take. Speaking of hot takes, is your number one thing you're looking for the 49ers heading into this season a hot take, Joe? What is it? Do we have a drum roll?
It's the number one storyline for the Niners.
What is it?
Baldy picked it. I've picked it. I said it before we came in. Is CMC good? Is he great? Mm. Is he cooked? Is he decent? Is he injured? Is he healthy? What the hell is CMC? What is he? What is he? I don't know what he is.
He is anywhere from, you ask some people, they think he's cooked, or they think that we're all sleeping on him and he could be comeback player of the year. He could be a offensive player of the year again. That's literally, it varies from he's done or he could still be amazing. And it's probably somewhere in
I don't know.
It's probably somewhere in between that, but I have never seen this sort of a franchise back who should technically still be in his prime be viewed in such a way like this because it's such a unique injury, Joe. Like, bilateral Achilles tendonitis, you know, it's all about wear and tear, and it could flare up at any given moment. So we're all just kind of holding our breath watching this guy. And, you know, we didn't see him in any preseason games. We've just been going off what we've seen in practice. And by all accounts, yeah, it's practice. Like, he's looking great. He's looking fine in practice. But what's he going to look like against what we think is going to be a really good Seattle defense week one this Sunday in Seattle? I don't know. But if he is a semblance of what he was, if he's just, let me just say this, Joe. If he is 80% of what he was a couple seasons ago, this will be a playoff team. If he's even 80% of that offensive player of the year that he was, that's still better then I think 90% of the rest of the backs in the NFL.
80% of what he did 2 years ago would be 1,600 all-purpose yards.
There you go.
It would be a monster season.
Yes. That is what I would like to see from him, but I don't know. And I hate being that guy and just saying, I don't know, because it's not sexy.
How can anyone know?
You need to have a hot take. He's either
going
to suck.
No, but how can anyone know? How can anyone know?
I don't know.
Like, the thing that made CMC so great wasn't just like straight line speed. It was the ability to break tackles, make multiple guys miss through jukes, through stiff arms, through whatever. Like, he was a monster, an absolute monster. And then his ability to sniff the end zone, right? Like if he's 8, 9, 10 yards out, he's finding a way to get into that end zone. And he was what made that, like, and obviously Debo was a part of it as well, but he was what made their red zone offense so great.
Brian Baldinger joined us last segment, Joe. This is what he had to say when you asked him what's his biggest question mark heading into this season for the Niners. He agreed with you. He said it's the health of Christian McCaffrey.
If McCaffrey looks like he did 2 years ago, I think San Francisco is going to win the division. Like, I think they're going to be that good. Like, I think he's that much of a difference maker. And he's that type of talent. And the offense, whoever Brock is throwing to, it will change if Christian McCaffrey is giving you 100 yards a game. If he's giving you 100 yards a game and then 100-plus total yards a game like he did 2 years ago, then I have much fewer reservations about this football team.
But he also continued to say that nobody knows what to expect from the guy this season.
Running backs, they all fade differently. Some guys go, you know, Emmitt Smith went 13 years. You know, like some guys can go a long, long time. Josh Jacobs still looks like he's running really, really good, right? Aaron Jones, who is in Christian McCaffrey's draft, still looks like he's going at a pretty good clip. You just never know. Like, I saw Derrick Henry this summer. He's going into his 10th year. He doesn't look to be any loss of speed in Derrick Henry, even though nobody has more carries over the last 9 years than Derrick Henry. But he's built different than everybody else. So that's my question. And none of us know. I don't believe Christian knows. I don't believe Kyle knows. I don't think John Lynch knows. I don't think anybody knows until he gets 10, 15 carries into the game on Sunday.
That was Baldy. You joined us last segment. If you missed any of that interview, find it. It was really good stuff. Brian Baldinger joining us each and every Tuesday at 7:30. It's the biggest question mark right now for the team. And do you agree, Niner fans, 888-957-9570, the biggest question for this team, for this season, is Christian McCaffrey. And what version of him are you going to get? Are you going to be a guy that you're just worried that's going to get hurt the entire season? Who's going to be running, you know, kind of gingerly, not the same? Like, that's the one thing I don't expect. I do think we're going to see a balls-to-the-wall Christian McCaffrey week one, Joe. I don't think he's going to be, you know, trying to find his footing, kind of be nifty, anything like that. I don't even, you're shaking your head right now.
I don't worry about week one. I worry about week three, week six. You know what I'm saying?
Like
the totality of a heavy workload early in the season. Part of why we're in the predicament we're in now, the sport is very violent. Everyone falls off physically. But B, dude, they had so many multiple score leads where they continued to put the ball in his hands. What I deemed to be unnecessarily in 2023. And it was like, hey, it's not about like just winning that game. It's about also having the perspective to have your guy not waste bullets between the tackles in games that I felt like you had in the control and you could have given the ball to someone else to take that unnecessary punishment. They didn't put the restrictor plates on it. And I think that there was a huge mistake. So I look at week one this year, for example.
Right.
Let's say the Niners get up in this game by 10 points in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying you take Christian out of the game. But yeah, in week one, I know you want to win. Is there work in Brian Robinson? That's all I'm saying. That's always been my perspective. Work in Jordan Mason. After seeing what we saw in the first 5 weeks from Jordan Mason last year, weren't you thinking to yourself, like, why didn't we get a little more Jordan Mason last year?
Right. No, the year prior.
Yes. Last year, while watching Jordan Mason, didn't it occur to you, how can we not find a way to work this guy? No one's saying he needs to take all the carries from him. Just ease him in a little.
Well, Baldy, who just joined us, he was talking about during that Super Bowl season, he kept talking about the touches for Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
He's like, as he kept seeing week after week, towards the end of that season, he's like, yeah, I'm not loving all this work that he's getting. Like, I understand the goal is to win a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl or bust, but it's going to be a big bust for him next year because all of that wear and tear. He had all the stats and all the data. When these guys hit 300-plus touches, they don't have the same season the next year. That's why I'm very interested to see what Saquon Barkley looks like this year, Joe. I'm very curious to see what Saquon looks like in Philadelphia. I still think they're going to be pretty freaking good, but again, you're relying on just him to be that special like last year. It's the nature of the game. It's physical. And running backs, again, we kept making fun of the acronym. Oh, NFL, it's not for long. But that's basically what it is for running backs outside of a handful. Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson. Hell, Aaron Jones having had the season he had last year, being, what, 31, 32 years old, was surprising. I don't think he could replicate what he did last year. I'd be very surprised if he could do that. So it's a young man's game. It's a young man's sport. And that's why I think getting Brian Robinson, Joe, was massive for this team. This is what Baldy had to say to us last segment, talking about how to use both of those guys, CMC and B-Rob.
I'm giving the majority of the work to McCaffrey to start. If you get a 12-play drive to start, you're going to rotate McCaffrey at some point in those 12 plays. But I'm giving as much work to McCaffrey to start this year, to let him build some timing with the offensive line. You know, nobody's had any work in the preseason. So I'm giving him all the work I can to start the season. We kind of know Brian Robinson is going to be the backup. He's going to, and all that. His role is defined. Now, it might become a bigger role, depending on what McCaffrey gives you. But I'm giving as much work to McCaffrey as I can to get him started, to find out what he is and what he has.
So he's trying to give him all that workload early on just to see what I got with him. And then I'll adjust from there going forward, which makes sense.
No, that makes a ton of sense. I just went on this like long deep dive, and this I'm getting to Christian McCaffrey, so bear with me here. Like, I just did all this like advanced analytics on, you know, where was Purdy struggling? Where was he not? You look at the fourth quarter. So the fourth quarter quarterback percentage isn't as good. The completion percentage, the QBR, he has more interceptions. In the fourth quarter, they were trailing in some of those games, so teams are able to like kind of drop back a little. In the losses, they had 9 losses that Purdy played in. He went 11 touchdowns, 11 picks. In the wins last year, 9 touchdowns, only 1 pick.
Mm.
And then I was like, all right, I want to dive even deeper. Like, what specifically is it? And well, PFF put out this article that I was looking at. It's basically every single quarterback's kryptonite.
Ooh.
Okay? What do they not do well, or what didn't they do well last year? Play action boots for Brock Purdy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
55.5 PFF rating. Now you can say, oh, I don't believe in PFF. That's fine. But basically what it told you was that when the 49ers ran the play action and then Purdy got out, who has good legs and is a good decision maker and a good playmaker. Last year, the productivity dropped off the cliff. Why is that? Because linebackers didn't bite on the running backs in the flat, which is where CMC was doing the bulk of his work last year when he was healthy, you know, prior to getting injured. And so I think it's going to truly help the play action game and the boot game, which is the biggest kryptonite for the 49er offense last year. Offenses weren't as potent for the Niners because the linebacking core of the defense they were facing didn't honor the running backs in the flat.
888-957-9570 is the number. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Your number one storyline heading into this season is what, 49er fans? We just had Shasky's top six things for this 49ers team. And number one, it's without a shadow of a doubt, it's what Christian McCaffrey are you getting this year? We're reacting to it.
He, Brock Purdy, that is, had a lot of big-time throws. That's what PFF would describe as big-time throws in 2023. He didn't have one big-time throw on a play-action boot last year. And they
That's
say,
actually incredible.
Isn't it incredible? And because he's a good playmaker, when the play breaks down, you expect him to be able to find somebody. Why is that? Well, A, weapons around him weren't as good. B, I don't think that they honored the underneath stuff, so they sagged off, and he wasn't able to hit anyone deep. When you put CMC back there and he shows that he's somewhat healthy, you have to cover him. You have to honor him. It's not about the big-time play CMC makes. It's about the gravity he creates for others downfield because you have to honor his presence.
888-957-9570. By the way, a little update here as we're talking about football, and people are drafting their fantasy leagues like these next couple days, Joe. We're talking about Christian McCaffrey. He's a major question mark for a lot of these people. We have the 95.7 The Game Fantasy Draft Order Lottery happening at 9:40 today, and we're going to discuss who picks where here at 95.7 The Game. And remember,
how does that work?
And remember, well, it's going to be randomized, and we're going to reveal the list.
Are we pulling it out of the hat?
Yes.
There you go. We're pulling it out of a hat.
Okay.
And Mark in San Ramon, remember, Mark in San Ramon is going to be picking your first round pick tomorrow.
Is he going to help me or try to go, like, you know,
I don't
ruin
know.
Me?
I don't know. He might love you. He might hate you. He might be indifferent. He doesn't know, Joe. Who do you want, by the way? Do you know who you're scoping out? Mid-bro, top?
I don't know.
If you have the number one pick, who would you be taking?
Well, right, are we in a PPR league?
Yes, always PPR league.
I'm just asking.
Sorry, I got offended at the notion because I mean, if you're not in a PPR league, what are you doing?
Most people are probably taking Justin Jefferson, but I'm so iffy on, you know, what's going to happen with McCarthy. I don't know.
Who do you feel best about drafting on the 49? No, it's a great point. Who do you feel best about drafting on the 49ers team right now? Like, if you were to draft this person on the Niners, you'd feel pretty good about them for the most part of the season.
Kittle.
Easily?
Yeah.
See, I want to say Kittle, but he's getting older. I hear you on that.
Tight end, so, like,
it's not that deep at all.
I mean, like, there's a big drop off.
It's Bowers, Kittle, and then McBride, really. That's, like, I'm not taking Kyle Pitts. Please, miss me with that. No, guys, I don't draft anymore. He is one of them. Alongside Justin Herbert, get out of here. Do not pick. Is there any do not drafts on the 49ers right now for you? There's like, I'm just
you
not.
Guys, I love how, like, invested into fantasy everyone is.
Well,
do not
try to tie it to the Niners here.
To me, to me, CMC, I can't touch him. I just can't.
Wow.
Because I have the touch of death. When I touch someone who's a Niner, they end up doing nothing for
me. I hate drafting my, like, players
it's
that just, like, I root for. I don't like doing
so
it.
Hard. It's so
I don't.
Hard.
That's why, for the longest time, I draft players that I knew were going to, like, own my team. So that way, when they did play him, it's at least like, all right, well, at least our team's getting smoked, but this guy's doing well. Like Patrick Mahomes for the longest time. It's like, I drafted him. By the way, I kind of don't like drafting Patrick Mahomes anymore.
He's my quarterback in my friend league.
Oh, no.
He sat there. I just took him. You had to.
He'll have some games, but like the production level is not what it used to be. He started off so hot that we're always looking for him to have that 50 touchdown game season again. And I feel like he's never going to reach that plethora. Again, that plateau, I should say. Yeah,
I do like Niners defense at the end of the year, situationally, because, you know, I treat defenses as a situational thing. I took the Texans defense because, hey, they're in the worst divisions in football, and I believe that they're going to be able to feast on the Colts. Right? He's nodding his head. He likes
that's a
that
good pick.
Yeah, you know, because I'm all about, like, division. Like, who do you play twice? Right? And so if I were, I would have the Niners as a bench defense. But those, you could just pick those guys up.
I think we're sleeping on the Niners defense. I actually kind of wonder what we're sleeping on more as a fan base. Is it the defense or is it the offense on this team? Because we were going through the depth chart, and obviously Christian McCaffrey is a huge question mark right now. And, you know, you go to the defense and it's Nick Bosa, it's Fred Warner, and then D'Amador Lenore. And outside of that, it's who do you trust, right? And I think we were both in agreement. We were talking about D winners. We think we know where that linebacking core could be by season's end, and we're feeling pretty confident about that. I think we're both very iffy on that defensive line outside of Nick Bosa. What are you going to get from Michael Williams? What are you going to get from Yetur Gross-Matos? What are you going to get from Bryce Huff, you know, Alfred Collins, Jordan Elliott, that running game? We're talking about the running game for the 49ers. What about that run defense for that 49ers team? It was awful last year.
I think the most terrifying part of this season for 49er fans, and it's the number one question on the team. It's like, if CMC is good and healthy, I feel like we'll be good. 10 wins, 11 wins, something like that. If he's not good, we could be a 5-6-7 win team. And that's terrifying that it's all in the hands of his health.
Well, it's a great point because it's a trickle-down effect. Like anything, with any good team, it reverberates elsewhere.
Absolutely.
So you're able to dominate the run, and this is why it's so important, right, to establish the run. Right? And some people say, oh, you could throw to establish the run, vice versa. I don't really care about that. If you're running the football, what are you doing? You're making the opposing defense tired. You're chewing up clock. You're dominating the time of possession. Again, this is all goes back to healthy legs and making the other team tired and keeping your guys fresh. And that is what you need to do. You want to keep those young guys, those young legs, guys with a lot of question marks, fresh. I want to keep Nick Bosa as fresh as possible. Fred Warner, as fresh as possible. Keep those guys on the sidelines so that they could be retooled, refocused, and he could get after the quarterback. If I'm Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, all these, Deion Lenore, everyone, right? That's what you want to do. So it's a trickle down effect for sure. That's why I always kind of scoffed at, Oregon with Chip Kelly, because they would score so damn fast that their defense couldn't get a breather. So their defense was out there constantly. I know, Chip. Chip. I just like bringing up Chip Kelly now because I know it triggers you. And we'll see Chip Kelly this week, right? Offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the New England Patriots. So can't wait for that one.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's play it. Let's play it.
All right, you guys want to play a game?
Let's play it.
I call this Finish the Sentence.
Ooh, okay.
All right? This is a new game I've created. I think we should do this at least once a week. Finish the Sentence. At the end of this year, 49er fans are going to feel what about Brock Purdy?
They're going to feel blank about Brock Purdy. Okay. They're going to feel confident. That's the word I'm going for. Confident in Brock Purdy, that he could win games coming from behind. There's going to be moments, and I'm glad you brought it up earlier in the show, that separates, you know, the good from the great to the elite is whether or not your team is losing in the fourth quarter and you trust your quarterback to come back and win you some games. And we haven't seen a lot of that. You said two games last year for Brock Purdy that he did that? Two games?
He had one fourth quarter comeback and one game-winning drive last year. And in the year prior, he had one fourth quarter comeback and one game-winning drive. Now, the devil's advocate is, hey, they're blowing teams out. Correct. In 2023. But, like, I found that number to be kind of staggering. Sam Darnold had five game-winning drives? Three fourth quarter comebacks? You're rolling your eyes, but that's... Wow, like that shocked me.
No, Sam Darnold had an incredible season last year. The question mark with him is, let's see what it looks like in this offense. Which, with this team and this new... It's
totally
different.
Fair.
Exactly, and I was rooting for Sam Darnold last year, and I'm going to be rooting for that because I like comeback stories, and I like guys that go in bad... that has bad situations, bad teams and organizations. He actually gets some stability in his life, and he succeeds. I'm rooting for Sam Darnold, not against the Niners, but I'm rooting for Sam Darnold. But that being said, and I love the question, how you phrased it, I would answer confident. I think 49er fans are going to come away from this season looking at Brock Purdy with confidence. What say you then, Joe? You ask the same question. And we're finishing the sentence is what we're doing for the 49ers. 888-957-9570.
I think at the end of this year, 49er fans are going to feel that Brock Purdy is a winner. I think that somehow, some way, he's going to find a way to win enough games to keep everyone optimistic and as positive as we've been on Brock Purdy, because the guy just, he's very steady and he's very consistent. Will he leave a little to be desired in regards to ball security? I want to see what the playmakers look like before I make that determination. Because again, I brought it, 9 touchdowns, only 1 interception in games they won. 11 touchdowns, 11 picks in the 9 games they lost last year. That was interesting to me. Bowl security.
We're doing fill in the blank right in here on the Morning Roast. By the way, Football Talk on 95 Sunday Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, so we're both kind of in agreement that we think Brock's going to have a good year.
I think he's going to be solid. Yeah, I do. I think he's going to be solid. I expect him to have 25 touchdowns, 10, 11, 12 picks, somewhere in that range.
Okay. I'd like it to be in the single digits, but I don't. If they make the playoffs, I won't be mad about it.
Yeah, definitely. And all right, let's get to the next one. Finish the sentence. At the end of the year, we will be viewing Nick Bosa as...
At the end of the year, we will be viewing Nick Bosa as, I'm going to say it, a DPOY candidate.
Wow!
Nick Bosa, DPOY candidate. Lock it in. Lock it in. He will be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. We are sleeping on Nick Bosa. I have a lot of confidence in him. Who's going to step up beside him is going to be a major question mark. Robert Saleh is back, and I think Nick Bosa is back as well because of it. Those two together, they made magic before. They're going to make magic again. How about that? DPOY candidate, Joe. Chew on that one.
I am just chewing on it. Now, you know, the sack numbers didn't become real until, I believe, 1970-something, 78.
They were dying for someone to get DPOY outside of Pat Surtain last year. It's wide open as far as I'm concerned this year.
It is.
And I think it's primed for Nick Bosa to go out there and grab it.
Yeah, Cedric Hardman is a guy who recorded a ton of sacks, but they didn't count as official sacks, so it's not on any of the 49er all-time lists. If you ask me the question, hey, Joe, finish the sentence. At the end of the year, you'll view Nick Bosa as the greatest pass rusher in 49er history.
Wow.
Bryant Young has 89 and a half career sacks. Charles Haley, 66 and a half. Nick Bosa, 62 and a half.
And that's with, like, missing an entire season.
That's in 24 less games. He's only four sacks behind Charles Haley in 24 less games. Now, the game's changed a lot since Haley was here. I think Haley's the gold standard for pass rushers for the Niners. You can make an argument. For some, it might be Alden Smith, 44 sacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.